Our hero this week is the Working Ranch Cowboys Association that has a wildlife relief fund. We made a donation a week or two ago. One thing you'll see, usually every anywhere from 2 to 4 times a month, we'll do a donation and then put it up in Top Picks. Just it's a way of constantly supporting and bringing up to you opportunities to really make a difference in this world. And we like to support anybody we think is doing a really good job. And we like to, I'm a great believer that you don't have to give a lot, but if thousands will just do what they can and do a little bit, it makes a huge difference. But technically I really believe in tithing, but I spread my tithes around. But this one was really near and dear to my heart, the Working Ranch Cowboys Association. The reason is there are terrible fires in the panhandle right now. There have been 1 million acres burned. It's the third worst fire in Texas history. And it's what's really scary is there's almost no press reporting about it. We've put up a couple of articles. The ranchers there have sent me reports and given me permission to post them. So that you could get a feel, and what they say is the Working Ranch Cowboys Association Wildfire Relief Fund is doing great things. I've included some of the notes from the ranchers up there, and they're wonderful descriptions of the way people are coming together and helping each other. It's quite wonderful to read, and I'm not going to read them to you now because it's quite a lot, but I would really, really encourage you to take a look at the notes. And as one rancher said, I still contend our popsicle index approaches 100%. As people come together and help each other, and that's one of the things I love about that area in Texas. I also asked one of the ranchers there to watch a video that I republished. It's a video from 2013 or 2014 of the Shasta County in Shasta, California. It's the Shasta County Commissioners taking testimony on global spraying. And the reason I asked them to watch it is to watch and listen to a part about nanoparticles. I think it's Mark McCandish, who's a very reputable guy. Testifying that the nanoparticles in the global spraying can make the trees and the grass and the plants much more combustible. And I looked at it and listened to it and I thought, this is something, if we're going to be good at land management, this is something we need to know about and take into account. So it's just a little tidbit in that testimony about, and I really think there's some excellent testimony there, so I recommend it to you.